This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Erica Barris. Got a minute? Young people may seem like they're attached to their phones and that whatever's on their screens is more important than what's actually happening right in front of them. Now, scientists may have found a way to make a positive out of that screen addiction by using it to cut down on alcohol abuse. They report their findings in the journal PLOS ONE. The researchers examined medical records and identified some 800 18 to 25-year-olds who had all self-identified in surveys as binge drinkers or heavy drinkers. They had all also been admitted to emergency rooms with, for the most part, non-alcohol-related injuries. The investigators divided the subjects into three groups. For 12 weeks, one group got messages on Sunday asking how much they drank and received no additional feedback. A second group did not get any texts. But a third group received texts every Thursday asking about their weekend drinking plans. That group then got feedback designed to help them limit their drinking. On Sundays, they received a follow-up check-in text and more tailored feedback. Lead researcher Brian Cefaletto of the University of Pittsburgh says they used texts rather than phone calls or emails because of its immediacy and because
it really allows us to communicate behind the veil of some anonymity. So when you're face-to-face with an individual, it's been shown that people are less likely to tell you bad things about themselves because they feel nervous that you would judge them.
And the results seem to have vindicated that strategy. 6 months after the study, members of the little or no interaction groups said they had not reduced their drinking at all. But those who had gotten all the texts and feedback reported an average of one less binge drinking day per month. They appear to at least partially have gotten the message. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Erica Barris.